Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Welcome. It is so exciting to be here again. Here we are on Wednesday night. This is the second time we've had our show here on Wednesday with Intuitive Tea Talk with Angel. And, you know, it's been kind of challenging getting this show up and running on Wednesday. And I can appreciate some of the messages I've been receiving. A lot of people have been commenting on how kind of crazy it is right now, you know, what's going on with the energies. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit because it's been kind of crazy getting the Wednesday night going. My Friday morning shows have been popping off really nice. I've got lots of great feedback. We've got lots of great callers and it takes off on time and everything is great. But so far this Wednesday show has been plagued with technical difficulties and all kinds of stuff. And I thought it would be kind of interesting to talk about, you know, what people feel when they feel that resistance and what resistance is like going in the universe. So welcome to Tea Talk. I'm sitting here. I'm not even in my normal place because that's how crazy it was for me today. So I'm actually sitting in a fabulous location where they have a great selection of tea. And I'm going to enjoy a cup of tea here. If you guys will excuse me while I pour my cup of tea. And what is this tea? This is a passion fruit and berry tea. I'm going to take a sip, and I'm going to relax after my hectic day and get my process started here with you. So welcome to Intuitive Tea Talk this evening. So I want to take a moment. I'm sorry it took me a little longer to enjoy this. This is a really good cup of tea. To talk about the struggles we run into when we have resistance. For those of you who have had resistance in your life before, what that feels like, how that interrupts your space, and what kinds of things it may stop you or prevent you from doing. I've got a caller here waiting, so I'm going to pick up the next call. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Intuitive Tea with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I came to have some tea with everybody.
I love tea. Isn't tea? Tea is like the fix-all of everything, right? It fixes
everything. I actually
have
lavender and chamomile flavored.
Oh, my God. That sounds... Is it loose leaf or is it in a tea bag?
Is there in tea bags?
So I have... I'm not at my regular place right now. I'm somewhere where they brewed me some tea, and it's loose leaf, and I have just decided I'm addicted to loose leaf tea because it's just so cool, and the flavors are so robust. So my husband's going to be upset with me because I'm going to be like, well, we can only buy loose leaf tea now. It's kind of expensive.
Oh, well, it's called Celestial. It's called Celestial Seasonings.
Oh,
and it's
Celestial
called
Seasonings
time.
Is
the Sleepy Time
really
tea.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the Sleepy Time. Ooh.
Yes,
okay.
There's vanilla, and there's jasmine, and there's peach, and there's lavender, and there's chamomile, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Oh, my goodness. So after you finish having tea with us tonight, then you're going to go sleepy time, huh?
Probably not.
Probably not. So this is the second time I've done the show here. People have been requesting an evening program, and I thought this would be kind of a fun way to engage with people at night, to kind of just have tea and kind of chat. And obstacles and interruptions have been hampering our process of getting this process started. And I'm noticing a lot of people kind of running into that. Have you been running into kind of having to dance around the energies, trying to move your processes forward at all whatsoever?
Yes, extremely much so. I just had a shift today, actually, where it's been like a lot of heavy anxiety. And then all of a sudden today I woke up and just felt like in the pit of my stomach was just all this warmth. And today I'm like, I can like take on the entire world. So
you're just like today you're ready, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's get out of here. I'm ready to go.
So I don't know if there's any one message that can be put out there for people, but I do know this, that there is a lot of change going on. And I think you put it really nicely where you said, now you're ready to take on anything, right? Bring
yeah.
it. What
yeah,
else have
like
you got?
I had like 3 weeks of absolute suicidal depression where I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't even function. I couldn't think. I just was like, you know what? I don't. What is going on? And then I woke up today and I'm like, oh, I'm fine.
Oh, that is good. That is really good to know that you came out of that, because I know that from where we are right now, we're in a situation where we've just come out of some chaos. We've just come out of some rather bumpy sections, we'll say, in the road. And we really are at a place where anything can happen. You can make anything happen in your life right now. And so what most of us have to come to kind of accept is that we've just come over our fears. You've been forced to kind of wrestle through the things that you've been afraid to work through. And now you literally are ready to take on anything. The worst has happened. Nothing much more can happen.
Nothing else can happen.
Right?
Exactly. Like, that's just what I just got done saying to myself. I'm like, every single thing that you feared the absolute most in happening, like everything I feared happened. Why is that? There's got to be a reason. Maybe the reason is so I don't fear.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. To take you past fear, there is no fear. What is that movie, the line you said, fear is the mind killer? That's what it is. It's just the fear. But it feels like you've got something that you need to do, something that you've been brought here to do that is fun and spectacular, and you're not, you can't do it until you let go of your fear. Does that
yeah.
sound fair enough?
That's
so
what
that's
I've been
where
told.
You're at. That's yeah. You need to, do you accept it now, though? Do you, you're willing to embrace that.
Yeah.
Because that's where you are. That's where you are. And so the fears, I'm glad to hear that you've reached a space where you can get out and up and do now, because it feels like you were in a really bad space before. So I'm glad you're not in that space now. That's great. So now you're going to move forward. You're like the warrior, you're like a Spartan now. You can move forward and tackle that animal of a goal, that excitement. It sounds exciting. It feels exciting.
Well, that's what it feels like. Like, I'm still having anxiety, but it feels like positive anxiety. I'm more excited
yes.
than anxious. I don't know how to explain
it. You don't have to explain it. I feel it in my, like, at the pit of my stomach, like
stomach.
The butterflies.
Yeah.
It's butterflies. That's what it feels like to me. And so, but it's excitement, like the performer about to go on stage. You know, you've
yes.
worked for
like
all your life.
I feel like I'm giving birth. Almost like I'm right at the end, and the baby's about to, like, the baby crowned, and I'm boom, I'm out the door. And
that is very creative and very vivid. I totally
what I do.
But so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this question?
Yeah.
When are you going to start? When are you going to start? That's what I keep hearing. When are you going to start?
Well. I guess as soon as I figure out what it is I'm supposed to be doing.
So
I don't know for sure what I'm supposed
there's
to
a creative,
do.
There's a creative piece to it. There is a creative piece to it. And so part of that is you have to sit down and let that come. You have to let it come out of you. You have to sit down and you got to journal or draw or whatever process comes to you. To get it out, and you have to get outside. I feel like you need to, like, see nature and touch nature and be out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I locked myself
need,
in my house because I was just overwhelmed with, I was feeling everything. I was so open that I was feeling everybody's energy. I was just absorbing everything so harshly that I couldn't deal with it anymore, which I'm glad I did. That actually
I'm
gave
glad
an
you
opportunity.
Did too.
To actually look, I have this bad habit of trying to look to others at, you know, other things to fix me outside of myself. And that gave me an opportunity to actually focus within myself.
Very good. Well, I'm so glad I got a chance to chat with you. Are you going to stay in touch with me and let me know how everything is going?
I think I actually get your newsletter.
Oh, all right. Woo, yay.
I think I emailed you today, actually.
I think recognize the name. I get so many people that call on the other show, and I'm a little distracted too because I've had my own little obstacle to make this Wednesday night happen.
Yes.
But it's going to happen. It's happening. So they can
you sent
they
out
can try
the
all they want
about
to.
The change. Was that you that sent out the newsletter about feeling the change in the atmosphere?
I think so. Yeah, with the change in the atmosphere, that's something that has definitely been coming, and that's you're very connected to the earth, so you need to explore that. When the earth makes changes, it affects you. Does that make sense?
Yes, incredibly
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I think I was bipolar for a really long time, and they tried every medication known to man, and it didn't work. So that wasn't
earth
it.
Earth is your answer. Your earth is the answer. You are a child of earth. And Earth is the answer for you. Mother Earth will heal you. You have to get out in Mother Earth. All of a sudden, I have a ton of callers. It was so fun chatting with you.
You too.
Call again. I want to hear from you. I want to make sure you're doing all right. And enjoy the rest of your tea, your celestial seasoning tea.
I'm
going to go get some. I'm going to get some since I'm done. And you take care. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Good evening. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Who am I speaking to this evening? Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to try the next caller for some reason. This one's not answering. Hello, thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, good evening. My name is Janivia.
Janivia, hi, how are you?
Hi, Sunithia with a C. Thank
with
you
a
for
C,
taking Sunithia? My call.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling. I have a question for you. Are you drinking a beautiful cup of tea this evening?
Actually, I just got home from work.
Well, you haven't had a chance to do nothing.
I haven't had a chance to do anything. I just got the dress.
Oh, well, calling in, you know, the whole point of the show is just to chat and sit down and try to release all of that stuff. So you don't have the tea in the tangible world, so we'll just create some tea for you here in spirit, and we're just going to ask you to just relax and shake work off for a minute.
Thank you.
She said, thank you. Because work can be challenging. It has been a challenging week. Have you found that the challenges and the obstacles and the crazies have been thrown at you this week at all?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, it started last week. Wait a minute. What's today?
Okay. Today's Wednesday. Yep. She's like, wait a minute, where am I? Right?
It
has been like that, hasn't it?
It started last Wednesday, yes. Mm-hmm. Like everything we're doing at work, everything at work has increased, and it's literally been something new every single day, like something I had to learn that I had not encountered in this position before. So,
wow.
Yes, it has been a crazy week.
What I have found in my observations, as I've trying to process myself when going through this, is that we're in like this little magical center right now where we can create and pull to us whatever we want. And it comes to us in chaos. So it's like if you want more and you want visibility and you're looking for perhaps more responsibility or promotion, it's going to come, but it comes in this crazy whirlwind of more
mm-hmm.
stuff to do. And so it's literally that situation. You got to be careful what you wish for right now because you'll get
okay.
it tenfold. That's what it feels like, and that's what everybody seems to be going through. So the challenging side to that is you can get the bad with the good. So if you go, oh, my God, if I get one more person that yelled at me today and the next guy you see will yell at you. So you have to be very, very careful with what you wish for, but it feels like you're moving forward with work and things are happening because you're beyond adequate. You're like very efficient and very proficient at your job and you're
mm-hmm.
getting more stuff to do. It's just a lot of stuff. It's like a waterfall is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
waterfall of stuff.
A lot of things. Mm-hmm.
like the Niagara Fall of stuff. It's just every time you turn around, it's like, hey, let's put all the stuff. But it's like highlighting your proficiency. So the upside is people are seeing what you are and what you're capable of and what you can do. Just make sure you manage your process. Don't get so overwhelmed that you miss stuff, because you're creating an opportunity for you to either, it looks like you're either wanting another job or wanting a promotion. There's some opportunity at the other side here that you're hoping one day you'll be able to step into, and that's kind of where you're going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because the current position I'm in is about about 40, sometimes 50 minutes drive, and within the same company, there was a position open at the part of the company that's like closer to me. So it would be a lateral move, but I did apply for that, but I'm not sure if I got it or not.
Well, it looks positive to me. It looks like there's definitely a move, and it's a move that you're looking for, and it's a move that you want. And this is all part of the process. It's like people are watching you, like, oh, she's kind of good at that. Oh, look at that. So make sure that you cross all your T's, and make sure if you do need to step away and kind of get your head about you, don't show frustration and overwhelmness in your process. Always occur proficient and very, very calm, and then walk outside and scream so that they see that you got this, because people are watching you. And so far it looks really, really good, but that's what it looks like. I mean, I literally see you sitting at a desk, you finish a bunch of stuff, you take a deep breath, you get up, and then some more stuff, and then you finish that,
right.
You put that away. That's what it feels like. Like, oh my God, how many things can they give me? And they're trying to see how much they can give you. Can this person multitask? Can this person, and it looks like you're going to be asked even to delegate stuff, that they're just trying to see what you can do.
Yeah, that all sounds very accurate. I was just offered, I interviewed for a promotion, and it was a few of us in my particular office that interviewed for it, but no one else accepted it. So I guess finally they decided, oh, it looks like, it's an easy one.
Well, it's your...
And turned it down too, I was number one. I was insulted that, it took three people to turn it down before you got to me. And number two, the money's not right. So why would I take it?
Yeah, you got to get paid. You do have to get paid. So, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't feel like that was the wrong thing to do, because it feels like there's still opportunity over here. But don't take things too personally. They're not. They're just seeing who you are right now. It feels like they didn't realize who you were before. Does that make sense?
So now
they're seeing like, oh, okay. And it feels like they're throwing stuff at you, probably even a little more than they need to or should, because they really want to know that you are all that. Because there's something about how you communicate it to them. It wasn't communicated in a frustrated way. It wasn't communicated in a flippant way. It was communicated in a way that made them stop and think, well, this person, let me watch this person for a minute. And so that's what you're going through right now. So your job right now is just to prove that you've got what it takes. That's all you have to do. God's not going to let anything come to you you can't handle. So just take a deep breath and just make sure that they don't see you in frustration. Save your frustration for home and recreation, and then at work, maintain calm.
I think I do pretty good for the most part.
Well, there's a reason that's being said, so it must be going to get frustrating here in a little bit. But it feels like it's nothing you can't handle. It's nothing you can't handle. It just seems frustrating because it's just there are some people that are supposed to be doing some of the stuff, and it's like they're not doing their job, so they're giving it to you. And I feel like that's probably one of the more frustrating things that you're going to be working through.
I feel that too. That is so crazy that you said that, because I think it was about a week or so ago, my supervisor, sent us an email, about delegated responsibilities and who's supposed to do what, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But from what I can gather, I think me and one other person were like the only ones that got that email.
Yep.
And it
see
was
that? Look
like,
at that.
Yeah, and you know, it was like, oh, really? You know, when I know who in that office is and isn't doing what's supposed to be done, you know. So I just kind of, I'm still looking at everything before I react on anything. So
good.
Absolutely.
Well, you're doing
right.
Great. You're doing great.
Thanks.
I'm glad. I'm glad you called. Are you going to do something to take care of yourself that you've got from work now? You have some tea or something else maybe you might need?
Well, my kids said they saved me some pizza, so I think
okay. Well, that'll work. Your pizza, your tea comes in the shape of a pizza tonight. Stay in touch with me. Let me know how everything goes. I'm looking forward to hearing from you to see what's going on the other side. But in the meantime, don't let the frustrations distract you, and don't let the obstacles and the crazies get you off of your path. Just keep plugging forward.
Thank you, ma'am.
Keep looking forward.
Thank
you.
No
problem. Take care of yourself. You have a fantastic evening.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. I have time for one more person here. I'm going to do this really quick. Thank you for calling. This is Angel. Thank you for calling me on my G-Chat. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Dale, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Well, hi. It's kind of late out in North Carolina. How you doing?
Yes, it is. This is very, it's getting very late. About midnight almost.
Oh, wow. Well, don't drink too much tea. You'll stay awake all night.
Well, yeah, I try not to.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of time left.
Okay, I can't narrow down what I need to ask, but I didn't know if your spirit angels could connect with my angels.
Whatever you need to ask, we're kind of focusing a little bit on obstacles. Do you have anything that's kind of distracting you or that you need to work through?
I think it's my spiritual. That's what I need to work through, some spiritual insight. I know I have some gifts, but I don't know how. I know about meditation and all that, but I'm trying to receive the messages myself. I don't know how to, you know. I'm trying to understand what messages I'm getting. Like, my mother comes to me in my dream. She's gone on to the other side. And, you know, and I'm just trying to figure out some things. It's really, okay.
The first thing I want you to do is relax and breathe. So in order to really kind of understand what your process is and what the gifts are that you have access to, you have to be able to connect to them and allow them to kind of nurture and develop. So do you meditate daily?
No, I don't. I have to admit,
okay,
I don't.
So meditation is different for everybody. There's some of us who like meditate and it's very deep. And some people, meditation is as simple as sitting down and relaxing. But you need to take some time every day to kind of sit and calm and allow your system to process. Once you do that, you know, in connecting with your guides or the angels or the divine or whatever the process is, I highly recommend journaling, sitting down and writing what comes to you so that you can start the process of the communication. Because that's what you need to do, is allow the communication to start. And then when the communication starts, you'll go through a process of really being able to understand what it is they want you to do. When the ancestors come to you, whether they're coming to you in a dream or in whatever state, you can also engage with them through journaling by asking them, what is it that you're wanting to tell me? Sometimes they come to you because they want to be around you. But it feels like this spiritual we're running out of time here. The spiritual gifts are in your bloodline, and it feels like your ancestors are trying to come to you to kind of help you connect. What I'm going to ask you to do, because I'm going to have to end the call here,
okay,
is go to my website at nightandevolvecoaching.com. It's also linked on the page. And drop me an email. I'm going to send you some little insights on some things that you can do around getting yourself connected, because that's what you need to do, because that's what it feels like you're missing. The process of connecting. And once you get connected, then it'll start to flow. And it'll flow more. IgniteAndEvolveCoaching.com.
At night?
Ignite, like the explosion, the fire is igniting. Ignite.
Uh-huh.
And EvolveCoaching.com.
Okay. I'm going to you.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then send me a, drop me a line, and then I will send you some information. That sound good? In the meantime, try to get some rest. It's kind of late.
I know. Yeah.
And I promise you,
Do you have the link on your Blog Talk?
Yes, anyway? I do. If you go to the Blog Talk, ready? Yes, there is. There's
okay, yeah, I'm on there right now. I'm just trying to see if I see the link.
And it's about to hang up. So check the link.
Okay.
And good night.
Okay.
And for everyone that's listening, good night. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll talk to everybody on Friday. Good night.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining me. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Protests from critics, correspondent Stephen Portman. Under the terms of the signed deal, reported by the Associated Press, Iran will be allowed to have its own experts inspecting its Khartoum military base. An incredulous House Speaker John Boehner asks in a statement, why should Iran be trusted to carry out its own inspections? The Obama administration maintains the focus on the Khartoum site is what Iran did there in the past. Officials insist sanctions will snap back into place. Iran is caught cheating on the deal.
White House has repeatedly denied claims of any secret signed deal favorable to Iran.
A black suspect killed by police in St. Louis for shooting an investigator said was justified. Camo X reporter Kevin Kalin.
Police Chief Sam Dot says police were executing a search warrant on a home with a past history of gun crimes. Two young men ran out the back door, one armed with what appears to be a 9mm with an extended magazine. The other individual had two guns. Officers in the rear of the alley ordered them to stop and drop the gun. The chief said one of the men pointed a gun at an officer in the alley and he was shot and killed.
Per now former Subway henchman Jared Sibley lost the job. Michael lost his wife and faces years behind bars for his guilty pleas to charges involving sex with underage girls and child pornography. U.S. Attorney Josh Magler.
He repeatedly traveled from Indiana to New York to engage in commercial sex acts with victims he knew to be children. This conduct began as early as 2010.
Plaintiff will also pay $1.4 million for each of the 14 minor victims. This is CBS News.
Transportation officials today using control systems to shut down the large pairs that
one way to think about it is when people see implosions on television, the building comes down in a very orderly fashion. But there's been this picture just inside that structure. It comes down in the floor and confirms it.
Guaranteed, my Jesus, we might have to read what I'm telling you.
No tailgaters, no. It's the perfect time of the year to be out on a bike. Get rolling for less at White Spice Mega Sale. And now through Sunday, it's their biggest, craziest, very last sale of the year, only at the Bay Area's favorite local bike shop. White Spice has the widest selection and friendly advice from local experts. A winning combo that'll get you riding today. Rapid road bikes, rugged mountain bikes, rude riding cruisers, and the electric bikes, the playful kids bikes, specialized sanders and trolley for coming electric. Single bike is regular mold at rock bottom mega sale prices. White Spice is jam-packed with deals on gear.
What Jerry has taught me, if nothing else, that eating too much of the same food drives me crazy. Buddy? How was your day today? I called your boss today. He didn't return my phone call.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How'd you call them today?